I think everybody is buzzed and excited about it all kicking off tomorrow.
I can't
all
wait.
Roads lead to
Tullamore.
Come on. It is the National Ploughing Championships. Over 300,000 people expected. That is
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Mm. It looks so big, the actual village they've made to hold everyone.
When we were there last year, a beautiful day when we went down, and we literally we only had a limited amount of time to get around to do what we needed to do for the show, and I think we only scratched the surface.
I
was like, I want to stay. Dawson was like, come
on. I stayed. I was like, yeah, it's Vancouver. I'm staying.
I want to see the tractors. One of the things that happens, and I know Macarena Firma are well involved with this, and this is the welly throwing world record attempt. I think it's 995 simultaneous people throwing the wellies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's also the welly throwing competitions, the distance that you can throw a welly. So I think the world record for a distance of a welly is about 63.98 metres by Teppo Luoma from Finland.
Oh, yeah.
From Teppo.
Well done, him.
Proud of you.
So I'm intrigued with a welly throwing competition. I don't know where it originated. Is there rules about what type of welly? Can your welly have like a safety toe on it for extra bit of weight, you know, a bit of physics?
Maybe someone was just angry and threw the welly one day and someone went, we can do a competition.
That was far.
I can get further.
Do you know what? I heard it was the original plot line of The Field. Yeah. That's my field. No, it's not right. Whoever can throw their welly is the furthest gets to keep the field. So,
I'll tell you, all modern day debates are solved.
That's the most farmer thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're welcome. So, I think maybe after the show we should do it. Do we have wellies?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I had my wellies in my car. I don't.
There is wellies in the store cupboard. I've seen them.
There is in the store cupboard?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. How about after the show we have a bit of a welly throwing competition?
That sounds fun.
We'll see who wins that. Nice one. All right, good. I'm going to start stretching. Get that arm ready. I want to do a go for a turn around and swing and throw.
Is there a certain way you've got to do
it?
I don't know. We're going to do our welly throwing at the show. It's probably... Is it lashing rain still outside?
I'm excited. It from here, it doesn't look it. I can just see.
So up a bit.
We should do it while it's not lashing rain.
So we have to settle on some rules here.
Yeah.
Because there's not really any rules. are we allowed run?
Allow running. I say no.
From standstill, or will we allow a twirl and throw?
No run, but you can twirl and throw.
Okay, so
in one spot.
Twirl and throw. Overarm or underarm, does it matter?
Underarm, you'll get further on.
I think backwards.
Backwards.
Oh, it's just like from between your legs to over your head.
That's what I'm thinking. Get a bit of dynamic built up.
You get real good distance with that.
Yeah.
We'll also run the risk of putting your welly through
someone's
car
window in the car park.
Because we're doing it
in
the car park.
It's worth it.
Yeah. So if you win, it's worth it.
If I win, it's worth it.
So one hand or two hand?
That is optional. Some don't allow it. I'm saying you can do what you want.
Okay, do what you want.
You've got strength in two.
Both feet or one foot on the ground?
One foot? Where would the other one be?
What do you mean, where would it be?
Why wouldn't it be on the ground?
You'd leave one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's like, you know, when if you're throwing in like football, you have an advantage if one foot comes off, you get more of a swing. So maybe
I see your game.
Maybe 2 feet.
2 feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
2 feet. So, all right. So, no running, under, throw. You're allowed to do a twirl. You can use both hands and two feet.
You can do it over your head from behind if you want. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be great.
All right, cool. I suppose they're the rules. And I suppose we'll set those in stone. And
beautiful.
We'll find and see who's going to be the reigning champion of throne.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.